Hello, and welcome to the Story Partners podcast. We are your hosts, Walt and Annie Manis. We're so glad you're here.
We're a team of storytellers who seek to tell stories that point people to Jesus.
During our discipleship training school in Amsterdam, Walt spent a lot of days roaming the streets, passing out sandwiches and talking with people about Jesus. He's a super friendly guy and has no trouble talking to random strangers. But on this particular day, God told Walt not to strike up any conversations, but that he would bring someone to Walt to speak to. This episode is called Hearing God in Amsterdam.
There was definitely a time where I said yes to God. I remember my mom used to read me and my siblings these books. I don't even know how they did it in this storyline, but the gospel was presented through this kid's story. And I remember my mom asking me, is that something that you're interested? Are you interested in following Jesus? And I was like, yeah, I do want that. Like, and it wasn't something that I said just to make my parents happy, because I knew they were Christians, but it was more personal. Like, no, I do want that. I was kind of a shy kid. I didn't talk a whole lot, spent a lot of time by myself. We lived on a ranch and had lots of acreage. So I was big into nature and I love to explore. I love to build forts, and I would spend hours in the woods. And because I was alone most of the time, God and I talked a lot. I just got really used to praying to him, and it was back and forth, and I would share what was going on in my head, and he would sometimes speak to me. It was really fun, and it was like a friend. It wasn't like every day, but there were significant moments in my life where God just cut through everything and just said something extremely clear. I had a couple of those moments that were just very clear and very pivotal as far as what my life would be like, what I was supposed to do in a certain moment. One of those instances was when God gave me the name of my daughter when I was 12. Sometimes it wasn't as strong of a sense that this is God. Are you saying that, or am I just thinking that? I have always been an artist and like a sensitive type of personality. Like, I feel very deeply. I sense a very intuitive. So I think maybe I had a heightened sense of the spiritual realm. I think being really sensitive to the Spirit and understanding that He would speak and guide, I think it shaped me. I was obviously wanting to listen to what He was saying. I felt very different to my friends. Of course, I didn't tell them all this was going on in my head. I'm sure they probably would have thought that I was crazy. They wouldn't have understood. Would they respond like, you're crazy, or you think you're special, or like, yeah, it wouldn't have made sense to them. It has never been an audible voice for me. It's more in your heart than in your ears, but you know you've heard it. It cuts through everything. And often when I hear from God, it's not the way that I think. It's telling me something that I normally wouldn't think about, or giving me some sort of insight or instruction. I know it sounds crazy. Yeah. One example of God speaking to me was when my wife, Annie, we were just married and I had just quit my job in engineering. And we decided to go on this big adventure. God had specifically told me, like, to open up my hand as far as my life was concerned and to let Him lead it. I ended up saying yes to that, and I knew that he wanted me to be involved in missions somehow. My idea of being involved in missions was some missionary that lived in a hut and ate bugs. I knew I didn't want to do that. That was something as a kid that I had said no to God. I will never be a missionary. And I think it's funny because everything that I have said, I will not do, God, I think he's laughing up, you know, from his perspective, he's like, well, we'll see about that. Because everything, I can't think of anything that I haven't been bold in saying, God, I will not do, that I'm not doing currently or have done. So I opened my hand to saying yes to missions. I did not know what that would mean. So my wife and I were looking into, like, how do we say yes to this, and what does it look like to be involved in ministry? We had had some friends that had done a program called Youth with a Mission. It was a 6-month program where you were taught the Bible for 3 months, and then for another 3 months, you went out and did this outreach in some other country. I had just quit my job in engineering, and so our plates were cleared, and we were like, now's the time to test this, you know? If it flops, I can always just go back and get another job. So our school was in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I was so excited because I had never been out of the country other than like Mexico. And growing up, I always wanted to travel and to see other countries because I loved adventure and I loved exploring. So we packed up everything and we went there. The school was very interesting. We were learning these different topics. And one of the topics was hearing the voice of God. And a lot of these students that were there, they were young. They had not been taught this kind of stuff. There were many of them that this was new information. Well, for me, I was like, well, this is not new. I've been experiencing this my whole life. Like, why is everybody acting like this is new news? Amsterdam is a beautiful city and it's got a lot to offer. After every lecture, I would go out and explore the city, spend hours just walking and looking around. And I must look like the most American person ever. I think I had a, you know, American ball cap and American tennis shoes, which gave it away. Plus, I would always take my camera with me, so obviously I look like a tourist. I had this massive, humongous beard. And I'm a friendly guy, so I think I was probably smiling. I was having fun, and so I looked approachable. In Amsterdam, there are a lot of people that are homeless, and there are a lot of people that are scammers. And my heart went out to the people in need, but I came across a lot of scammers. So I never took my wallet or any money, but I would pack all my pockets with sandwiches in case there was someone who actually, you know, needed something to eat. I could have a sandwich with them and we could hang out and talk. I had this massive coat that I stuffed sandwiches in all my pockets. Sometimes the scammers would say that they were hungry and they were homeless and that they wanted something to eat. And then I would offer the sandwich and then they would get disgusted and, you know, say something and walk away. I knew those people were different than the people who actually needed it. So many people would come up to me and talk to me. One day during a lecture, the Holy Spirit cuts through the teaching and just speaks directly to me. And he said, I want you to go out and walk the streets today, like you always do. But this day, I'm going to bring you someone to share the gospel with. He said, I do not want you to talk to anybody. I'm going to bring this person. So I was like super excited. I'm like, whoa, like, yeah, this is crazy. And there's a specific person that I'm supposed to tell, you know? And so I'm looking at the clock, the lecture's over, and I head for the door. As soon as I open the door, I'm like, oh my goodness. It was like a monsoon in the jungle. I had not seen rain pour that hard. Like, God, are you kidding me? Like, of all days, this is the day you want me to go out. So I get my umbrella and I head out. I was walking, going to all the places, all the nooks and crannies, not talking to anybody, just walking. And I am getting so wet because even with the umbrella, there's water splashing all over my jeans. It's just everywhere. It's raining so hard and it's cold. It was in the winter in Amsterdam, and if I wasn't so excited about meeting this person, I would have been miserable. As the time progresses and as the miles click on, as I keep walking and keep walking, I start to like second guess myself, like, maybe that wasn't the spirit. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe that was just something that I made up. It didn't seem like it was. It seemed like the recognizable voice that I'd heard before, but I did start questioning as it became more wet and tired. So there was a point where I was just getting frustrated. I was like, God, I don't think you said this to me. I think I just made it up. I'm going to go to one more place. And if this guy doesn't come up, then I'm just going to cough it up as like, this was a mistake and I made this up. You didn't say it. Do you have a great story? We're always looking for compelling stories of how God has changed people's lives. If you have a story like this, or if you know of one, let us know. The best way is to reach out by submitting a story on our website at storypartners.org. So I go to that place, go inside the building, stand there for like 15 minutes, and I was done. I'm like, I'm going home. This is stupid. As soon as I open the door to go out, this guy makes a beeline for me, and he's like talking really fast because he's super excited. He comes up with this Bible in his hand, and he's like, hey man, I just got this Bible and I've been reading it, but it does not make any sense to me. And I told him, I said, well, it won't make sense if you don't have the Holy Spirit to help you understand it. It's just going to be words to you. And so I told him the gospel, like right there in the rain. And as I'm telling him the gospel of who Jesus was and what he came to do, this other man comes out of nowhere, really aggressive, and breaks up our conversation. And he was like trying to pull this guy away. And the guy just like has had enough and like shoves him off and tells him to go away. And I was like, what is going on? And he turns to me, this guy that I had been talking to turns to me and says, do you know what that was? I was like, what was that? He goes, that was the devil trying to distract me from what you're telling me, because what you're telling me is true. And he does not want me to know it. It was interesting to see someone that had no biblical understanding like have so much wisdom in that moment. Like it was the enemy trying to get him away from the truth. So I continued to tell him the gospel. He was so excited and he accepted. He was interested in following Jesus. So our base had a rule about not bringing people outside of that school back to the building, I guess for safety reasons or whatever. So I couldn't bring him back, but I did say, you need to get plugged into a church. You need to be around other believers so that you can grow in your faith and you're not just now an orphan, an orphan in the faith. You need to continue on this path. And so I recommended a church, a local church there. I don't know what happened with that guy, but I came back to the base where Annie was and she was reading and I bolt through the door. I guess she could tell I was excited, just my facial expressions and the way and how quickly I entered. But she's like, what's going on? And I was like, you, Annie, you will not believe what happened. So I unpacked the story and we were just like, that was so crazy. This is crazy. And it was just a big boost to my faith. It was just one other time where God proved that, yeah, he's active, you know, and he's involved in my life and he has a purpose for using me. And he has this message for these people that he wants to wake up. And that guy was one of those people that at that instance, he wanted to shake. And so he used me. And that was cool. I was like, I don't know how long I was on that high of that, but it's cool when God sees you and God wants to involve you in what he's doing. That's super exciting. I always want to be open to hearing from God. I think there are times in my life where I'm kind of dull. And sometimes it's just because I'm not intentionally trying to hear him. Sometimes I'm distracted. Sometimes he's just not speaking in that way, in that particular way. But yeah, I love it when he speaks to me. I wish that he would help other people understand what he has made me understand, you know, that he is actively speaking and that they can hear that. I think a lot of people are too analytical maybe, and they just write it off as their own thoughts, or maybe they don't have faith for that. I don't know what the problem is. I know many people that hear from the Spirit, many, but I know an even bigger percentage of people that don't. And that's sad. I think the spiritual realm is as real as the physical. I just think that we're not in tune. Most people are not in tune with that. And I think because we're in an age where if we can't test it through whatever scientific method we know of at this present moment, we just disregard it. But I think we're coming back to we're turning back into an age of like being more open to the spiritual realm. I do believe that there are other spirits that can communicate. Like, it's just because you're hearing from the spirit realm does not mean that it's the Holy Spirit. I think that you have to be careful, like, because you are a spiritual being and you are connected. If you're open to it, you can be connected with the spiritual realm. And so you have to be discerning, like, what spirit is this communicating to me? It could be a lot of things. The spirit will never go against, he'll never tell you to do something or speak to you in a way that's opposite of the character of God. And we know the character of God through scripture. So the spirit's not going to go outside of that. I know that many churches are hesitant to speak on like hearing from the Spirit. I think a lot of Christianity is intellectualism. They're really concerned about getting knowledge. So knowledge can puff up, and without the combination of knowledge and the Spirit's power, like, it's not going to do you any good. So I think some churches are scared because they do believe in the devil. They do believe in the Holy Spirit, but they're hesitant to open themselves up to that because, God forbid, the devil ever speaks to them. And I think the devil's speaking to us all the time. Like, he's lying to us all the time. He's trying to deceive us. So you're hearing it anyway. It's just like, are you going to be aware of the devil's influence? Are you going to be aware of the Spirit's influence? Are you just going to bury your head in the sand and say it doesn't exist, or it's not happening, or it's too scary to be open to that, you know? Globally, it seems to be that Christians are more in tune with the Spirit because they're having to depend on the Spirit all the time, because their lives aren't just comfortable like we are here in America. They're pushed, they're pressured, their lives are at stake. So there is a dependency on the Spirit. And so where the Bible will give you truths that are true for all ages, the Spirit can tell you specific things about your specific situation in real time. Like, I want you to go this place and talk to this person, or I want you to, you know, like, gives the Spirit can give you specific instructions for that moment. When God speaks to you, it doesn't take a whole lot of faith to obey, because if you really believe that He's speaking and you are used to hearing, you can trust that, right? The harder times are when either you're not sure that He's speaking and you think it's you that's just coming up with this, or He's not speaking. Those are the hard times. Those are the times that require, you know, faith of like, are you in this still, God? Like, are you with me? But when he cuts through all the noise and tells you something, that's easy. It's easy to follow that. If you're open, He's leading you on a day-to-day basis, speaking to you in real time. He's given you insight into the Scriptures. He's given you power to overcome things that you couldn't normally do, or insight into things you normally wouldn't know. Life with the Spirit is exciting, because I think that God's prepared a future for us, you know, and He's got things to do that He wants to include us in. And so we have to know, like, we have to be in tune. And that can be on a daily basis. Like, you can really be intentional and ask Him, and He will direct you. And that's exciting. Like, because life isn't just about us, you know. Most people are distracted, or they're narcissistic, or they're just asleep. This world is not just about what we want to do. Like, we're in a bigger story, right? And we can be one of those computer characters that is just there moving around and not engaged and not serving a purpose, or we could be one of those active players that is engaged and is really like living life. And living life is not buying the nice car, the nice house, or whatever, you know. Living life and being fully engaged is like following the Spirit and knowing God's word and His purpose for your life. And so I'm not always doing that well. Sometimes I do fall into, I fall asleep, I get distracted, I want to go my own way. I have to fight that. But I think my deeper heart's desire is to be in the adventure and to go for what God has for me. So I hope I continue in that path. I hope other people will also head in that path.
Hearing from the Spirit can be a controversial topic in many churches in the West today. Walt and I have personally experienced such incredible encouragement and a sense of God really seeing us in our situation through hearing from Him in this way. But when we talk about this subject, it's always really important to remember that anytime we sense that we're hearing from the Spirit, it has to be weighed against Scripture, which never changes, and it should also be processed in the context of close Christian community. The Lord has given us His Word and community as guide rails as we listen for His voice.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode. We hope that it encourages you this week.
The Story Partners podcast is still very new, but we're already seeing the Lord use it to encourage people. If you've reached out to us to tell us what a specific episode has meant to you, thank you. It really does encourage Walt and I as we continue in this work. If you're willing, we would love for you to take a moment to rate and review the podcast for us. This is a huge help to us as we continue to try to get these stories out to more people.
We also wanted to give a big thanks to Elijah Delgado for providing our show music.
Elijah is a local artist here in Austin and also our friend. So be sure to check out his work wherever you stream your music.
Thank you for listening to this episode. We hope to see you on the next one. Until then.